Welcome to this week's Quest for Gold. I'm Ryan Burrow. We are 231 days out from the Summer Games in Paris. U.S. Olympic boxing trials are underway in Louisiana through the weekend. Five American boxers have already qualified for the Games. These trials will determine who makes the U.S. boxing elite team. The U.S. will be able to qualify 13 boxers in total, six women and seven men. U.S. soccer announced this week a new national training center to be located in Fayette County, Georgia. The organization says the goal with the move is to help grow soccer across the country. The center will be on 200 acres of land. U.S. soccer had been looking at nine potential sites across Metro Atlanta. England's women's soccer team made it to the Women's World Cup final in 2023, but has failed to qualify for the 2024 Olympics in Paris. The team beat Scotland in its final match 6-0, but it wasn't enough to overtake the Netherlands in the qualification standings. Could we see a surfer boycott of the 2024 Games? There are social media rumblings after a barge carrying Olympic judging equipment destroyed a reef in Chopu, Tahiti, where the surfing competition will be held next July. Several surfers and environmentalists are calling for an athlete boycott, including five-time surfing world champ and Olympic gold medalist Carissa Moore. My colleague Lisa Dent at WGN Radio in Chicago had an opportunity to chat with seven-time Olympic medalist Shannon Miller. Shannon is a cancer survivor. She's been very open about her journey ever since.
Okay, I hope you don't take offense to this, but back in the day when I would watch you, I would think, reminds me, because certainly personalities are different than the character, but you look like Nellie from Little House on the Prairie.
I used to watch the opening of that show was kind of when I knew it was time to leave the house to go to school, is that she would run down the hill and then it would be time to go.
Oh my gosh. And so everybody today is hearing about your story, your cancer journey. And of course, I think People Magazine did something, probably back in 2015 or 2016. And you are an ovarian cancer survivor. And I'm kind of right there with you, sister, because I'm an endometrial carcinoma cancer survivor.
I always want to say congratulations. I don't know that that's the right term, but hey. I'm glad you're doing well.
We're here and you're doing well too. But in looking at some of those old articles, I know you have kids. So were you able to maintain your fertility after beating ovarian cancer?
So my son had just turned a year old when they initially found the cyst on my left ovary. And then we weren't sure if I was going to be able to have children afterwards. And we ended up being able to have my daughter.
Oh, congratulations. And I know since then as well, bachelor degree, law degree. And you're talking about your cancer journey because you're supporting a product that you must believe in or you wouldn't be doing all this media. So what is it and what does it do for cancer fighters?
Well, I think, one of the things that I learned firsthand was how important supportive care is to the battle of cancer. And supportive care goes hand in hand with oncology treatments. And so that for me at the time was certainly friends and family willing to pitch in and help out. It was getting outside and getting some fresh air. That helped my nausea a little bit, getting some yoga in, those types of things. But this drink wasn't available when I was going through treatment. And that's why I'm really excited about it, because I know how much I battled the GI symptoms of chemotherapy, nausea, dehydration, diarrhea, fatigue, all the things we don't really want to talk about. And we don't always want to speak up about them because we think, we don't want to complain. We don't want to be a burden. And so we kind of suffer in silence. But now there's a drink called Enterade Oncology Drink. It's a non-prescription plant-based drink, and it's clinically shown to provide some very good relief from some of those common GI side effects, whether it's chemotherapy, radiation treatment, or immunotherapy. And for those that are going through cancer treatment or maybe have seen a loved one go through it, you know how critical it is to get on top of those GI symptoms, because if you don't feel well, it's hard to stay on track with your treatment. If you don't feel well, you're losing that quality of life. Yeah. And when you do feel well, you're able to fight harder.
Yeah, my brother is fighting bladder cancer right now, and he missed his last chemo treatment just because he was sick. And let's face it, chemo is a poison, but it's the poison pill we have to take in order to survive. Talk about supportive care and being a health advocate, because I think that's so important in the world of cancer, that if you cannot advocate for yourself, you need someone to speak on your behalf and to get in there and make sure, number one, you get the right diagnosis, you get the second opinion, you get that supportive care that you need.
Absolutely. I actually launched my company the summer before I was diagnosed, and it was focused on women's health and wellness. And after I was diagnosed, and my mother is also a cancer survivor, for those that don't know. So being on the caregiver side, being on the patient side, this is such an important passion of mine to try to be part of that supportive care team for all of those out there who are going through this. I think the most important part of supportive care is knowing that you are not alone, that there are resources out there, whether they're local survivor groups that you can be a part of to get those tips and tricks, whether it is a drink like InnerAid or yoga or a gentle physical fitness or getting out for a walk or being with friends. All of those things matter together. But like you said, one of the most important things is finding that voice and speaking up. And there is such strength in not only accepting help when it's offered, but asking for help when it's needed. We have to ask for that second opinion or third opinion. We have to speak up when we're not feeling well because we're sick or we're fatigued and we don't want to miss those treatments. So being willing to communicate with your medical team, certainly, but also realize that there's so many other resources out there.
Shannon Miller is an Olympic gymnast. You know her. We all love her. A seven-time medalist and a cancer survivor. And she's talking about her cancer journey. I had someone tell me that they had cancer yesterday, and they said, don't tell anyone. I don't want to tell anyone yet. And I think a lot of people think that they need to fight it on their own, but there needs to be a supportive group around you. So speak to the people right now who might have gotten a diagnosis and how important it is to surround yourself with help and with loved ones.
Well, I can absolutely identify with that. That was me. I didn't want to burden anyone. I didn't want it to be a big thing. I didn't want to complain. I didn't want anyone to stop what they were doing to take care of me. I was going to do it on my own. And that lasted through the first week of chemotherapy until I landed back in the hospital because I couldn't keep anything down. I learned very quickly that I could not do that alone and that I don't need to. And from the caregiver side, I felt so at a loss of what I could do to help my mother. So I know from that side, I wanted her to tell me anything possible that I could do to help, I would do it. So
we all want to help, you know?
We want to help.
Yeah.
And so know that you're giving people something that they actually want. They want to be able to help. So don't feel bad for asking. Don't feel bad for reaching out. And it really is cathartic. It is really helpful to be able to talk with other people about what you're going through.
I appreciate that. I love that you're sharing your story. And I saw you on WGN TV and you were saying that the U.S. gymnastics team was there with you the night before chemo. And that was years after you all had competed together, right?
It was, yes. The timing of it was incredible. I was just starting chemotherapy the next day, and it was so wonderful to just be together. You know, what we take away from sport, people remember the gold medals, but we take away the friendships and those bonds. And so it was just a great thing to kind of have us all together, and I'll never forget that.
Miller won two golds in the 1996 games in Atlanta. She also competed at the 1992 Barcelona games. Thank you, Lisa Dent, for sharing that conversation with us. One of the all-time greats on the mat. Thanks for tuning in to Quest for Gold this week. We should have some boxing results as well as plenty of other Olympic stories for you coming up on the next Quest for Gold. We'll see you then.